Lesson 53. The Heroic Daughter. 1. A captain in the Russian army, who had been sent as an exile for life to a small village in the north of Siberia, had a daughter named Catherine. She saw how unhappy her father and mother were, and she resolved to go to St. Petersburg herself and ask the Tsar to pardon her father. When she told her father her plan, he only laughed at her, and her mother said she ought to mind her work instead of talking nonsense. "Here, my dear," said she, "dust the table for dinner, and then you may set off for St. Petersburg at your ease." But neither her father's laughter nor her mother's sneers turned Catherine from her purpose. And after waiting patiently for 3 years, she at length got her father to agree to let her go. It was a terrible journey for a girl of 18 to undertake alone. She had to travel on foot for hundreds of miles, through vast forests and across dreary snow-covered plains. She had no clothes with her except the faded ones which she wore. All that she had in her pocket was a single silver ruble, but she had a brave heart and unbounded trust in God. She met with the greatest hardships and dangers on her travels. Once she was caught in a furious storm at the end of a long day's journey and had to take refuge from the wind and rain in a thicket by the way. This gave her shelter for a time, but long before morning she was drenched to the skin. At another time she feared that the wretches with whom she lodged were going to murder her for the sake of the money which they thought she had. It was only when they found that she had but a few coppers in her purse that they let her go unharmed. She was often driven from the doors of the rich as a beggar and a cheat. She was spurned by matrons who should have known better, jeered by thoughtless boys, and even attacked by dogs.